before, but how'd you feel over on the left side of things?
I mean, I was comfortable for the most part. You know, I played left tackle in college. I've been practicing at left tackle, so for the most part, I mean, I was pretty comfortable.
It seemed like, you know, of all the things that you guys needed to do today, protect Matt was tops, and you guys did that. I know there are very few silver linings in this one, but do you feel like you guys maybe took a step forward this week?
Yeah, we took a step forward, you know, and keeping Matt, you know, clean and upright, but, you know, it still wasn't that what we can do best. You know, we can keep Matt, you know, cleaner than what he was today. So, I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, we got to, you know, take another step forward, you know, throughout this week in practice, and then the next game took another step forward, you know, just progressively getting better.
You know, you guys start out fast again, and then things kind of slow down in the middle part of the game. Is there anything you can put your finger on as far as the third quarter?
We just got to finish. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's no way around. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, we just got to finish as a team and as a whole.
And, you know, red zone efficiency, obviously a big issue. How do you go about fixing something like that? I mean, you guys practice it. You guys do that all week, but...
We just got to put it in. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, there's no silver lining around. There's nothing really, you know, that you can really say about it. It's just, you know, we just got to put it in the end zone. You know, everybody, you know, we got to do it as a collective team effort. So, I mean, it's just something we got to do.